Hi, it's Kevin Atwood, and I'm chairman of the Kent County Agricultural Society, so I'm actually responsible for the Kent County Show. Well, and there's a few new things we haven't seen for a while. We've got some main ring attractions. The Bulldog Lings are there, which is a motorcycle display team. We've got the British Legion Band there as well. There will be some of the more usual things you expect. The Spitfire will appear to actually do a display around about midday on each of the 3 days. On the Saturday and Sunday, I think we've also got a Hurricane doing a fly past. That's from the Memorial Flight based up in Lincolnshire. On the broader perspective across the ground, many of the things you would normally expect to see, really, from heritage all the way through to our livestock, fruit show, young farmers, livestock lines. So something for everybody, really. Well, there's a team of three full-time staff working on that show all year round, and it doesn't just get done the month before, obviously. It's a long process, pretty well starts within a month of the end of the show. Just about once we've cleared up and everybody's had a bit of time off, calmed down, we really do start looking at pre-booking, back in all of the various utilities, everything from marquees, all of the things you really need there to actually make the show function. Not things you particularly see as a member of the public visiting, but all of the mundane stuff that, you know, accommodates something like 70,000 visitors. So there's a lot to be doing all year round, and obviously as we get past Christmas, then we begin to book attractions, entertainment, work out whether we're going to actually change anything within the layouts or the time scales, schedules. So really it's a lot of preparation work, and it just builds and builds as you come up to the show dates, and in the final 2 or 3 weeks really is just tying all the loose ends up, making it all come together. But as I say, three full-time people there all the time: show manager, a trade and sponsorship manager, and an assistant to the show manager who really deals with all the livestock. And then there's a fourth person who looks after all of the membership and that. So small team, but they work really, really hard to put the show on. Well, there we are. 87 years ago it started. It's various venues. For a while it was in Moat Park. It came to the actual Kent Show ground in the 50s, and the Society actually bought the showground at that point. It was actually part of the old Detling Airdrome. So when that was disposed of, the opportunity came for the show to have a permanent site, and it's been there ever since. But prior to that date, it did move around to different venues around the county. So it never really had a fixed home. But since we've been actually at Detling, obviously the infrastructure's grown. Contributions over the years by different volunteers who've run the society and put up different bits and pieces in place. Obviously the most recent addition really was the Mason Exhibition Hall, which we opened a couple of years ago. Well, it means different things to different people. There are a raft of people who come to look at the livestock, see the young farmers. There's another facet in the school farms that will be there. There's a large section of vintage farm machinery and heritage vehicles, and that appeals again to another group of people. Some people, many actually, just come for a really good day out. They might indulge on the traditional funfair that's there. They might actually come to do some shopping. They might climb the two poles that are there for the Husqvarna tree climbing competition. So the real answer to that is that there is such a variety of things there to interest people that it really does appeal to a diverse range of people to come along and enjoy themselves. So if we get some decent weather, we hope to see 70,000. If the weather isn't quite with us, and we shouldn't say that because the weather forecast is actually very good looking forward this week, and it actually looks, dare I say it, that summer might actually have arrived. A bit belated, but it could be turning up. So if that's the case, let's hope we get nearer that sort of figure attend. They can certainly come along the day. What I'd actually suggest they do is they click online and just go to the Kent Showground website. They can actually book their tickets online at a 10% discount, print their ticket out and just get scanned in on the day. So really they won't even need to queue to buy a ticket on the day. But if for some reason people do decide it's on the day, then they can turn up and we will certainly sell them a ticket and welcome them through the door.